left it on the bus.
So is it lost or is it visible someplace?
No, it's gone, Baba.
Did it fall off the,
no,
the
someone
universe?
Picked it up. Someone picked it up.
So it is visible in somebody's hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's visible in somebody's hand. Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be lost?
Exactly.
Okay, there is no place to be lost.
It was very painful.
Okay, dwell on that. You get it back.
Well, you know, I didn't know if I wanted it back, you know, because, you know, I don't want to share a part of me. That part of me I'm not sure I want to share. You know, like link it up with the person who has it. If he doesn't want to go through the things.
No, I'm not asking you to go and find a guy and get it back. What I'm saying is that you don't even have to have it. My point was that a lot of things we believe when it reaches something can be lost. And in the universe, nothing gets lost.
Yes.
So I said it just for the sake of expansion of the consciousness. It wasn't so much for that. Yeah. It wasn't so much for the bag as it was for in future to realize that there is no big hole someplace that can and do it like a garbage disposal, you know, suck it in.
Yeah. Well,
there's a possibility that it was a godsend that your bag is on the bus traveling around the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was, I think, a very serious message in there for me to learn, okay? And I think I learned it, but it took two poundings upside the head, because I get on the bus yesterday, and I thought I'd lost my cell phone on the prior bus. I lost it again, okay? And then a few phone numbers that people have called me and I've logged them, gone again, you know? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Anyway, what I got from it is something that I gained real early in my life. And I have since not gave it credence. But that is, you know, when you leave home, it's pretty much like Obi-Wan Kenobi, when he told Luke Skywalker about going into this town and how scandalous it was. And they were in this bar for 5 minutes, he had to chop somebody's arm off. But I mean, because I'm naive, you know. Because I'm honest, I don't mean everybody else is. And then, you know, so I say, I'm not riding the bus anymore because I know my weakness. I'm still the person that I was when I was 7 years old and my parents would send me to the store and I would come back. Now, what did you say you wanted? You know, because I'm so captivated by life. I just like it all, okay? And so it gets my undivided attention. Mm-hmm. And so to protect myself, I can't go around people that aren't honest. And when you ride the bus, you don't know, you know, it's a scandalous situation. So I'm not gonna ride the bus anymore.
Mm. Either that.
Try a bicycle.
I have one, but I was riding the bus and putting my bike on the rack so I could just be calm and peaceful. Mm. But no, I'll be calm and peaceful when I get home. Anyway.
Could that which is yours ever be taken away from you?
No. You know, I don't know how to answer that because you know, I'm just not there, you know. I have felt like my life depended on this stuff and lost it and still lived. But, you know, even though the grave consequences go with me losing my backpack, I still take it in stride. And first thought was like, cancel the trip, forget it, it's out. No, I said, no, it'll be okay. I said, no, it'll be okay. And, you know, within one day I had replaced what was necessary, a necessity in the bag. You know, just from saying, okay, well, you got this, okay, and get your old bills and, you know, find where to send the money, okay, and you'll be okay there.
Well, you know what, Wendell, something throughout your life, ever since you were little, to look after you, even though you were disastrous. So just rely on that. Now, Mr. Hans, is any other question?
Not really a question, but I had this thought in a physical sense. I believe that when men came to be, for a long time there was no disease. In fact, even when the white men or other races came to the Americas, the American Indians are said to have had no disease. The same even with Eskimos, who live in rather challenging temperatures and never had the cold or the sniffles. So I just thought...
Yeah, I'm glad you're thinking in that along that line, because you want to support what you heard that, you know, can change everything for you. So yeah, gather this type of information that actually feeds it. I always compare that to an umbrella. Just think that there is an umbrella here and an umbrella here, and most people are sitting underneath this umbrella. Underneath this umbrella is a universal mind that believes in disease, discourse, and disharmony. So whoever sits under this umbrella is affected by that because of what goes on. So once you break away from this umbrella, you will come toward this one. In this one, we go back to the time you were talking about, where there was no thought of impurity. You know, there was no thought of disease, no thought of health. And I remember some years ago, I used to go back to Adam and Eve. Remember, Ida? I used to go to Adam and Eve, and I said the mother of all the discord in the world was the shame. They didn't have body consciousness. And then she looked, or he looked, and said, I have to be covered. That was the first thought of, I am the body. Then the good body came, the bad body, and look at what is happening to this country or this world. You are 1 pound overweight. They condemn you, you become sick and die of malnutrition. It's all going. And I was telling Richard, I said, this dietary things have become a concrete fog over people's head. So anybody that has any little bit of weakness, it becomes swallowed by the thought of being skinny. Where other country that they don't have this consciousness, they have no problem. So is it collective thoughts, collective beliefs that we need to break from? This gentleman that I was coding his game, who helped Richard and I a lot in some years ago, he calls it being mesmerized. I call it being under anesthesia. You know, and so once the truth hits your consciousness, first you refuse it. I mean, you don't refuse it, but you go all along your way. And then, if it's enough nibbling at you, you stop and say, wait a minute. Maybe there is a 1% chance that this could be true. And that's the start of reversing your consciousness.
That's the start of the contemplation.
That's the concept. Any other comment or question from anybody else before we...
How about a song?
I was just going to go do it. And I was picking it up from you. I'm going to sing it.
See, Hans, what that was a sign of, don't you? That's omniscience.
Oh, please. Just let me.
I didn't say which one.
I don't individualize them, monsieur.
I didn't.
I get uncomfortable. Okay. Divine Father, so you and I are one. Divine Mother, so you and I are one. Allah, Allah, so Jesus Christ, so you and I are one. Shidewaba, so you and I are one. Dear Hans, so you and I are one. You and I are one. Dear Harold, so you and I are one. Richard, so you and I are one. Dear Mahmoud, so you and I are one. You and I are one. The truth is that we are all so one. Namaste.
Namaste.
It was beautiful. And it made me think that, according to the Bible, Jesus said, my Father and I are one.
Yes.